Okay, so today we're on Daf Chaf Gimel, I think today, right? Chaf Gimel. So this
Chaf Dalet.
Oh, Chaf Dalet. Okay, Chaf Dalet, Chaf Dalet. All right, let's take a look. So we're on Chaf Dalet today, yeah. So I'll begin at the two dots. So if you remember last night, we were talking about if you have a car pave. A car pave is a large enclosed area. So we're talking about a large enclosed area, which is hukaf ladira. So it could be more than a beit satayim if the partition was made to surround a residence. Then I'm fine. Then that's a rishus yachid. But we said that if in that area, so there was a lot of vegetation that was planted. So the memory was, let me go back. It says nizra rubo ariu kigina. If most of it is planted with vegetation, it's like a gina. Gina is incompatible with like human enjoyment of the land, so then it's charged like a gina, and then I cannot carry there. But nita rubo, if most of it is planted with trees, then you're good, because people love trees. They love to walk around the trees. So let's take a look on the Gemara on the 10th line. Nita rubo ariu kichatsir mutar. Amar Avihuda Amar Avimi, v'husha suyin itzta balaot. Avimi says it's provided that the trees are planted in straight rows, and Rashi points out that, let me get this one second. One second, let me get the piece here. Yeah, so... Okay, so here you see, you know, this book, it's black and white. The pictures aren't quite as nice. I have a colored book, but I think it's a little bit more thorough in this. So he's got pictures the other one doesn't have. Anyway, here you see it's tabalot. He have rows of trees, and they have benches between the trees. So then it's made for human habitation. Back in the Gemara, Rav Nach, then you could do it. But if it's not made, it's tabalot, it's planted helter-skelter, so then you cannot carry there. That's what we're saying. And again, we're talking about an area that's larger than Beit Satan. Time. He says, Rav Nachman Amar, Af Pisha Eina Suin Is Tabalot. Rav Nachman says, even if they're not planted that way, I feel something people enjoy it. It's not incompatible with human habitation. So, Mar Yehuda Ikla Be Rav Huna Bar Yehuda. So, Mar Yehuda came to the house of Rav Huna Bar Yehuda. Apparently, it was a Shabbos. Chazinu Lahanaud Lo Abidi Its Tabalot. He saw that there was an area just like this, large in the base of Tayim. It was Hukaf Ladira, but there were trees there. And the trees were not lined up in rows. He says, "V'kamatatli begavayu." They were carrying there on Shabbat. He says, "Amar le lo savalamar lahadavimi." So he said to Rav Huna, "Don't you hold from Avimi's halacha? They have to be planted in rows." So he says, "Amar le anak Rav Nachman Sfirli. I hold like Rav Nachman. They don't have to be planted in rows, and that's the way I'm doing it." So I assume the story is meant to tell you the halacha is like Rav Nachman. You see that the halacha looks like it's like Rav Nachman. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? What's up? What's up, Michael?
Yeah. The term istabaliot from the word stable, because the horses in the stable are in a line.
Where
Steinsaltz you... tells me that.
That's interesting. That's where he said it came from. That's interesting.
Yeah. Rose. But horses in a stable in a row.
It's interesting, but the word stable, where is it like
animal? From the Latin stabulum. Meaning a horse is stable.
You know, it's interesting. There's a word in Hebrew, itztaba, which is a bench. And I was wondering if those two words were connected at all. But that ends in a nice ha'ara. Okay, any of the points of the wisdom going on? Everybody good? Okay, let me go back to my picture book. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. So we're around the 20th line down, Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. Amrav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Karpev Yotir Beit Satayim Shlohu Kaf Ladira. So let's say I have a Karpev which is larger than Beit Satayim. So obviously I can't carry there. It's too large. It's not Hukaf Ladira. He says, Kesad Hu Oseh. Now, when he says Kesad Hu Oseh, it means subsequently I built a house that fronts on it. So this is his picture. So I have the house. In other words, first I made the partition. First I set up the partitions. It's larger than the Beit Satayim, but the partitions were built lo hukaf ladira. And then I build a house, and the house opens up into it. But as we'll see later on in the Gemara, the partitions have to be made to be makif adira, not that I have the dira afterwards. So what can I do to cure the? In other words, I want to be able to carry there now. What can I do to cure the defect so I'll be able to carry in this large area? So he says, "Pores bo pirtzi yoter me eser." you make a breach which is bigger than Esther. So here you see, if you look in picture 71, here you see the partitions. I don't know if you can see it so clearly, but the edge here, you see it looks like it was broken and rebuilt. You see? So I'll break off an opening larger than 10 amot. 10 amot is just an opening, but to make it larger than 10 amot, and then he says, Vigodro umami do el Esser, and then I'll repave it and leave Esser open. So in other words, like when I breach it more than Esser, I'm in essence destroying the partition. Partition's not good anymore. And then I'll rebuild it, but just leave Esser opened up. He said, 10 amot open up, umutar. So the Gemara says, Ibayadu, the question was asked in the base medrash, Paratzama v'gadarama, uparatzama v'gidra, ashishlimo liyoter me'esser mahu. What if I keep breaching, let's say, an amma, and here you see in this picture, in other words, I break off an amma of wall or partition, and then I rebuild an amma. I break off an amma, and then I rebuild an amma. I keep doing that. So at the end of the day, there were more than 10 amot that were destroyed and rebuilt, but when I did each one, it was just one amma at a time. Does that qualify as a new sort of partition so that I can carry there? He says, Mahu. Now, it says, Amar Le, I don't know who's talking to who here. It just said, Ibayilu, the question is, the base medrash. And Amar Le, sometimes you see this in the Gemara like that. So Amar Le, whoever was answering, said to him, Lav Hainu Ditnan, isn't this what that which we learned in the Mishnah? This Mishnah is the Masechet Kelim, and you've had this before. You know, a lot of these Gemaras should be familiar, if not specifically, the ideas should be familiar. I mean, the ideas we've had before. He says, Ditnan, Kukle Balibatim Shiran Karimonim, that if a person is a private homeowner, he has a keli that became tamei, so if I destroy the keli, it loses its tuma. So if it's a private keli and it has a hole the size of a pomegranate, so then it's history. If you remember, we learned that if he's a merchant, so smaller holes, like the merchant will get rid of it. It takes away the tuma. He says, Ubay Chizkiah, and Chizkiah asked, Nikev Kamotzi Zayru Stamo, the Chazar Vanikev Kamotzi Zayru Stamo, actually, Shimon Lomotzi Rimon Mahu. What if, and here's the picture here in the Perush Chai, he's got this keli, I don't know what he's got here, but this is the keli, and he's got little holes, and he keeps repairing it. So let's say there's a hole the size of a zayit, which is smaller, an olive, which is smaller than a rimon, and then I repair it. And then another hole the size of a zayit, and I repair it. So cumulatively, it's added up to more than the size of a rimon. So is it tahor or tamei? So again, the keli was tamei, and it got this hole in it. So that's Chizkiah posed the question. But Amarle Reb Yochanan, Reb Yochanan is speaking to Chizkiah. Reb Yochanan responds to him. He says, Rebbe, Reb Yochanan says to Chizkiah, Rebbe, he says, Shanitalanu, you taught us, and here the Bach corrects it. He says, Shanitalanu sandal. You taught us the halakha by a sandal, a sandal. He says, and the Bach has ditnan, and now we have another Mishnah. This Mishnah is also Masechet Kelim. Sandal shenifska achat mioznav. I have a sandal, and here the picture's nice. Like, he calls it the ears. The ears are these two little tabs here where the laces go through. You see, aleph and aleph, that's the ear. So let's say one ear breaks off the sandal. So he says, shenifska achat mioznav, v'tikna, Tame Midras. Now we assume the sandal, do you remember we have four different types of people can have Tumas Midras. They sit on things, they walk on things, the Zava, the Nida, the Yoledet. And the key is they're an Avatuma, but they make anything they put their pressure on also an Avatuma. It doesn't go down, it stays the same. Remember we had like the bed and the 10 sheets and the 10 mattresses, everything the same. So let's say a Zav walked with the sandal, so now the sandal's an Avatuma. And now one of the ears breaks off the sandal. So he says, so the Tana of the Mishnah says, Tamei Midras. It's not Malanam Orid because it's still usable as a sandal. It's still usable as a sandal with one broken ear. He says, Nifska Shnia, let's say a second one broke off. And let me go back again. He says, Nifska Abitikna. So it broke off and he fixed it. So I don't need the fixing it, but he's setting me up for the next case. So one broke off, and then he fixed it. And now another one breaks off. He says, Nivska Shnia Batikna. And then he fixes it. So Sof Kol Sof, if, in other words, a sandal with both broken ears is not usable as a sandal. And there was no place to lace it. So it's not usable as a sandal. That's the understanding. So here, one broke off, and then he fixed it. And now another one breaks off, and he fixes it. So he says, Tahor Min Amidras. So this is the Mishnah saying. The Mishnah says that sandal is not Tamei Midras anymore. In other words, the Zav had stepped on the sandal. And the Zav is an Avatuma. The sandal's now an abatuma. Then one ear breaks off. It's still an abatuma. Then he fixes that ear. Then another ear breaks off, and he fixes that ear. It's not Tami Madras anymore because the sandal has been destroyed and was like, we're accumulating. That's the idea. We're breaking and accumulating. Aval Tami Maga Madras. But he still has Maga Madras. So the way Rashi takes it, this little ear is an abatuma. And as it's breaking off, it touches the rest of the sandal, and now it makes it something like touched an avatuma. That's the way Rashi takes it. So, but the point is, it loses its status as an avatuma. So he says, so that's the Mishnah. Va'amart Allah, and you said to us, this is Rabbi Yochanan speaking to Chizkiah, Mishna Rishona Tahakaima. So why would the first one, nothing, you know, it's not Malanam Orid, the Kaima Shniya, because the second one is still there. He says, Shniya Nami Hakaima Rishona. So, but when the second one breaks off, the first one is still there. In other words, when the first one broke off, it didn't reduce the tumah level because the second one was there. When the second one breaks off, the first one is still there. So he says, but Amart Lana Law, and then you said to us, you Chizkiah, you're asking this question now, but you said to us, he says, Panim Chadashot Ba'olakan, that this sandal is like been so destroyed, it's like Panim Chadashot. Panim Chadashot is something where you can only answer it once. Where do we mention Panim Chadashot in Allah?
Sheva Brachot.
Absolutely right. So he says here, it's like Panim Chadashot. It's like I don't recognize it anymore. In other words, the whole sandal has been so destroyed, I don't recognize the sandal anymore. So it's like a new sandal. So the fact that it broke and then fixed, it's like Panim Chadashot. It's like a new Chefza. So he says, Hachanami Panim Chadashot Ba'olakan. So to hear, so the case he was asking about was the Keli with the Zayat, the Zayat, the Zayat. That's also like Panim Chadashot Ba'olakan. And then by analogy, we could say the wall as well. We could say it's like Panim Chadashot. It's like a new wall. It's 1-1-1-1-1. So it's like a new wall. So Kariyale, so Chizkiah applied to Rabbi Yochanan, late Dane Bar Inish, that he said that Rabbi Yochanan wasn't a human, he was like a malach, or Ikeda Amri, some say, Kigon Dane Bar Nash. He's like a big Talmud Chacham, like this is a real mensch. Okay, so let's just summarize again what we did, then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. So we said, if I have an area of a karpaif, which is more than Beit Satayim, Shalohu Kafla Dira, the partitions were not made to surround a residence, so I can't carry there. Then let's say I build a residence and now it opens. I still can't carry there because the walls were built for a non-residence. So what do I do to cure it? So the Gemara said, I'll break off a piece of the wall bigger than 10 amot and I'll rebuild it and just leave 10 amot open. So that's like destroying the partitions and rebuilding it. And so then that's good. It's a little bit like I was thinking like with a sukkah. Sometimes you have some psul in the sukkah. You lift up the schach, you put it down, and it's like, you know, creating like a new sukkah. So then then the Gemara says, well, what about if I just do one amma and rebuild it? One amma, rebuild it. One amma, rebuild it. So does that count as making a pierce? If I accumulated all the one ammas, I destroyed more than 10 ammas, but if it's 1-1-1-1-1, not. So the Gemara had this case with the Gemara had the Mishnah that said that if I have a keli the size of a rimon, a hole, it purges it of its tuma. So we said, so then Chizki asked the question, what if I do kezias, 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 kezias? So then Rabbi Yochanan brought the analogy from like this sandal where one ear breaks off and the other ear breaks off. And even though the first ear was repaired, still the sandal is viewed as panim chadashot, like a new sandal. And so the same way, like everything accumulates. So it means that by tumah it accumulates, it's a new sandal. Here it would accumulate, so it's like a new keli. Here accumulates also, it's like a new wall. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far?
So if the field is bigger than Beit Satayim, the walls have to be lishma for residential?
No. Wait, let's go back. So we said when the field is more than a Beit Satayim,
yeah.
So I'm not allowed to carry there.
Unless it's a residential area.
If the wall was built for a house and it's more than a Beit Satayim, then I could carry there. So these walls were built not for a house, and then the house was built there afterwards. So now, but the walls were built not for residential purposes. That's the issue. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody good? Everybody good? Okay, I'm moving on. All right. Now, we're around 10 lines from the bottom on Chaf Dalet 24a. 10 lines in the bottom. Let's get our next picture ready. Oh, it's not downloading. Oh, I hope this picture comes down. Oh, it's a complicated Gemara. I want my pictures. All right, we'll have to do the best we can what we got. All right, let's wait a minute or two. Maybe it'll come down. All right, let's take a look. So, okay, now, Amarav Kahana, Rachva Shachori Abatim, I have a back lot which is behind houses. Now, the houses do not open into the back lot, but I have a back lot behind houses. So it means, even though the back lot is surrounded by partitions, give me one second. Right. And the idea is that it's larger than the Beit Satayim. So it's surrounded by partitions, but it's not Hukaf the Dira because the houses don't have any access to it. Rachva Shachori Abatim, Eimetavlan Bo'elaba Arba Amot. So I can't carry in this area, even though there are partitions all around it. It's a karpaif, you know, halakhically speaking. But I can only carry up to Dalet Amot. I can here the Gemara says I can carry up to Dalet Amot and Rishus Rabim, and there's a Carmelite I can carry there as well. But Amar of Nachman, in Patach lo Petach, Mutar l'taltil b'kulo, Petach ma tiro. So this gets into the issue that we spoke about earlier. Let's be patient. Now I open up one of the houses, one doorway from one of the houses into the back lot, now it changes everything. Now it's Hukaf l'dira. Below Amran, that's please somebody. Arthur, you got to mute yourself. Arthur, please mute yourself. Aaron Moshe, please mute yourself. All right. Okay. Good work. Now, so it means that it's only when he made the opening with intent that he should have a partition there, and then he built the partitions. Then, and under those circumstances, he can carry there. About Hukav of some patach, but if the partitions were built and then he opens up the doorway from the house to the back lot, about Hukav of some patach, he says low, then you can't. So patach l'b'sof hukav pshita. So the Gemara says if he opens the doorway and then he builds the partition, that's so pashut. I don't need anybody to explain this halach. I don't need Rav Nachman to tell me. I open up the doorway and then I build the partition so hukav the dira that I can carry there. So pshita lo tzricha de'itbe be'dare. So he needed to teach me. Let me see if the picture showed up yet. Let me see if any picture. Oh, this is disappointing. Oh. All right, let me get another window open. See if I can get these pictures. I apologize.
I can't. I don't understand the case.
All right, that's what I'm trying to get the picture so you understand the case. Okay, one second. All right, give me 1 second. No, 1 second. Let me try again. Oh, that was it. Was it? No, it's not coming up. All right, let me try again. 1 second. All right, we got it. All right. Okay. So again, we're at picture 82. So here I have this back lot. Everybody see the back lot. So here's the back lot without openings. So even though it's surrounded by partitions, I can't carry there because it's larger than a Beit Satayim. Then I open up a doorway from the house into the back lot. So if the doorway is open, then I built a partition so I can carry there. If the partitions were built first, then I open the doorway, I can't carry there. So the Gemara says, if the doorway is built first and I build a partition, so obviously I can carry there. What do I need Rav Nachman to teach me that halacha? So the Gemara says, no, there's a beidari. There's beidari means a granary, a goren there. Here you see the pile of grain here. So I might have thought he's really opening up the doorway. He just wants to get easy access to his goren. He's not opening up the doorway for purposes of using this area within the partitions. So I would have thought perhaps he cannot carry there. So the Gemara says, let's see back in the Gemara. So he says, so Pshita, five lines to the bottom. Pshita, lo tzricha de itbe beidare. Ma'u de tema adait de beidare avde. I might have thought that he just, he must made the entranceway to the back lot with the intention of giving access to the goren, not with the intention of using and enclosing the back lot. Kamash malan, so Rav Nachman is teaching us that the intention is certainly also to use the back lot. That's what he's saying. All right, who's the question, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
Does it matter what his intention was when he opened that back lot, back door?
Apparently it does. It does, yeah. In other words, it does. In other words, he has to have, you know, the idea is it has to be hukaf ladira, and he had to have intention
to use the backyard.
Yeah, in other words, he had to demarcate it for his residential purposes, right? All right. All right, let's see. Okay, I'm moving on then if nobody's got any more questions. All right.
Question.
Yeah, what's up?
What if you, this is the way it is with the house coming, with the door to the chatzer is there, and it was not intended to be used as a chatzer for the house, but then they sell the house to somebody else. Is that person who purchased the house subject to that regulation, or does he have to do something, or can he just say, I bought this house and my intention is to use it to go out in it?
Yeah, I don't know 100% for sure, but I would think that it would follow the original intention. In other words, the idea is when the partitions were built, was it built with an intention to be a partition for residential purposes? So that would go with the original owner's intent. That's what I would think. You okay?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you don't. I'm telling you what I think. In other words, it has to be.
Okay.
In other words, okay. Let's go back in the Gemara. All right. Now, let's take a look. Beidare. Okay. Okay. We're five lines from the bottom. Okay. Karpe piotir beis satayim shuhukaf ladira. Let's say I have a karpev larger than a beis satayim. Beis satayim is our magic figure, which you should all know by now. And it was hukaf ladira benit male mayim. And then it got filled up with water. Let's see, a picture with the water. Okay, here we go. Here we have the house. Here we have the karpev. Now, I don't know, we got flooded or whatever is going on. It got flooded with water. So Savarabban on the Maimar, Kizram Damu Ba'asur. So the Chachamim thought filling it up with water is just like planting it with vegetation. In other words, the water is inconsistent with, you know, human usage of the yard or the area. So it's got flooded, so I can't carry there anymore. That's what I would think. It's just like if I plant the whole thing with vegetation, I can't carry there because vegetation is inconsistent with, you know, residential use. It says Amar Luhu Rav Abba, and inside he says Achua the Rab Re the Rab Mesharshia Hakim Nushi the Rabba Mayim Kinatayim Damu Bisharo. He says in the name of Rabba, they said water is not like vegetation. Water is like trees. And now let's just see in a minute. Turn page. He says Amar Amemar. Amemar said Vuhu Dechazin Tashmishta. Provided the water is fit for human consumption. In other words, water is fit for human consumption, so that is like a residential purpose. Now I have a regular supply of water. Aval, lo chazin tashmishta lo. But if it's not, you know, worthy for drinking, then it's not consistent with residential use. So it's like, in other words, like you could say it's like I have like a water supply in the backyard. So that's like sort of ancillary to residential use. Amar Vashi, Udechazin Tashmishta Nami Lo Amran, Ravashi has a further qualification. If the water is fit for human consumption, still you're not in the clear yet. Elisha Aimba Omko Yotir Beit Satayim, provided that a Beit Satayim doesn't go to a depth of 10 Tfachim. In other words, there's like some depth here and the water's on top of it. In other words, it can't be like a pool. In other words, like a deep pool in the backyard, then I'm going to run into problems. But if there's if I'm walking out the door and it's like I got this big pool, natural pool in my backyard, and it's like, you know, filling up the whole place, and it goes down to Beit Satayim, and here you see the picture. Here you see like the picture of Beit Satayim. Here you see a depth of 10 tefachim. Then I'm out of gas. But the Gemara says v'lav miltahi. It's not true. The Gemara rejects that. So the Gemara thought that was the case, and the Gemara said it's not true. V'lav miltahi. Midi dehava akari depeire. Just like akari depeire. So Rashi has two pshat, and we'll see. One pshat is I have like a pile of vegetables in the backyard. The other is I have a pit, and it's filled with vegetables. But in either event, the vegetables are not viewed as destroying the karpef for human usage. Because in other words, I take the vegetables. I'm storing the vegetables there. I'm eating the vegetables. So the so here, it's like the water is being stored there. So it's still consistent with it. Let's take a look at the Rashi, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. One second. All right, let me do two Rashis with you. Okay, the top Rashi, She'em ba'omko yoter al beit satayim, that the area that's 10 tefachim deep with the water is not greater than a beit satayim. Kolomar, She'en omko shemayim nifsha berochav yoter al beit satayim, ba'omko shel stamayim levatel mekomo midin karka asra tefachim. He says that water destroys the din of karka when it's 10 tefachim in depth. Kidamina masechet Shabbat, miyarakak mayim mechulei, in other words, if there was a pool of water there, he says, "Kari de peire, kri shaperot gavoa asara." If I have a pile of fruit that's 10 tefachim high, verochav kerocha bekur, he says, "Lobatla torah dira misham." Even if it's got a width of a bekur, which is much larger than a beit satayim, we said a bekur is 30 saw, so it's 15 times the beit satayim. He says, "Umayim haruuyin l'shtia kiperot damian dami." And water that's fit for drinking is like peyrot. Or Lishna Karin, a different version, midi dehava akari de peyre, shucha amuka. And it was like a pit, that's a deep pit. He says, shematznian sham peyrot, that one stores fruit there, shafpi shamukim sham harbe, even though it's very deep, note lemehem b'shabbat. You can still take the fruit on Shabbos. So, you know, it's interesting. It didn't occur to me until I'm speaking now. Like a creek could be a pile, but to be korek can also be to dig. I think that's where it's coming from. So karya to peyre could be like a pile of peyrot or like karya to dig. All right, so let's just summarize the halakha that we did and then we'll move on. So so we said that let's say I have an area which is larger than the Beit Satayim, but then it's nit male mayim, and then it's filled with water. So the initial chachamim thought that it's not can't carry there anymore because they can't use it. So Rav Abba said that in the name of Rava that water is like trees, and just like you need trees or people enjoy trees, people enjoy water. But then Amemar said provided the water is fit for human consumption. Then Rav Ashi wanted to limit that and say that if the depth is 10 tefachim and that's a Beit Satayim of water, that's too much because you can't use the property. And the Gemara says, no, it's not any different than fruit. In other words, instead of water, think fruit. Fruit is something edible, water I drink. So what's the difference if I have a pile of fruit in a pit or a pile of fruit in a pile and I have a lot of fruit there? It doesn't destroy the karpef or the larger area than the karpef that's Sehukaf Ladira. So to here where the water is also not destroyed. Okay. Questions, comments, and thoughts. Let's hear it from everybody. Everybody good?
According to Ashir, it says that having too much water is a problem. What if only part of it is very deep?
No. Let's go back. Ravashi didn't say having a lot of water. He said if the water, if the air goes to a depth of 10 tefachim, okay. And 10 tefachim abates satayim, then I'm out of gas.
So in other words, I assume
his thinking is that like when it's going to that depth, I can't use the yard anymore. You know what I mean? It's like that area is like removed from my usage. That's what I
only part of the Beit Satayim is very deep. Would that be okay?
Yeah. So if it's only part of the Beit Satayim, he's fine. Up until the Beit Satayim. Yeah.
Okay. What if I have an Olympic pool taking up 3/4 of that backyard? And 1/4 of it is for just sitting and relaxing.
Yeah. Now, as an Olympic pool, now 100 amod by 50 amod would be around 150 feet by 75 feet. Is that
small? Let's say it's bigger than that. I don't know.
So I have a large pool. So let's say it's a large pool that I built this way. That's interesting. You know, the pool.
But you build it for residential. You build it for usage.
Yeah. The only thing I'm thinking.
But the problem is the Beit Sasayim with that depth already. Not hukafladira.
Yeah, well, first of all, the Gemara rejected that in the end. The Gemara ends up in the conclusion saying that a large pool of water is okay, and you can still carry there because it's no different than the carry at the peyre. But in the Havamina, you're asking. In other words, the Havamina, the Gemara said, Rabashi said, it's not good. But the Gemara said, v'la milti, it's not true. Even if I have a large area with a depth, I could still carry there because it's no different than having a carry at the peyre, a pile of fruit or a pit filled with fruit.
But even the Havav Mina wouldn't be okay because it was built for this. This case is
right.
It wasn't built for this.
That's the only thing I was a little bit supak on. That even in the Havav Mina, the only thing is it's the Gemara assumes that the water is for residential use when I could drink the water. Like
right, this is chlorinated.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to look into that. Frankly, I'm not sure. Okay. But anyway, according to the Maskana. All right, anyway, but the truth is, even in Maskana, you have a question, because pool water is not drinkable water. So let's go back with the pool. Let's say I have a large pool, but you wouldn't drink the water. It's got chlorine in it and things like that. So would that destroy the ability to carry in that rishus? That I'd have to look into.
It's like the trees. You go there and you relax. The pool, you go there and you relax. It's the same thing.
Yeah, all right.
Here is a problem because you didn't build it for that.
Yeah, but the idea is that I have a large piece of land that I can't use. That's the idea.
But you could use the pool.
But yeah, all right. I have to look into it. Okay, let's see further. Everybody ready? I'm going to the next case in the Gemara. All right, let's take a look. All right, now the next case we definitely need pictures. Okay, here's our next picture, 91. All right, let's take a look in the Gemara. So, okay, we're up to Hahi Rachva around line 8. Hahi Rachva Dahabi Bepumnara. He says there was this back lot in Pumnara, and here you see apartment buildings, whatever they are, and here the back lot. So the apartment buildings don't open up into the back lot, and the back lot is larger than a Beit Sataim. So I can't carry in the back lot, right? It's a karpe shlohu kaf ledira, right? Clearly. He says here, Hahu ahi rach v'tav pumnara, d'chad gisav v'tiach lamata. On one end, it's opening up to a mavui, which leads into the town. So here's a mavui. At the end of the mavui, there's a suris ha-petach here. And then this end is open up with nothing. All right. So now he says, d'chad gisa ha-petiach l'shvil shel kramim. On the other end, it opens up to this pathway through the vineyard. Now, here in the picture, it doesn't show it, but the article said that there was like a partition here in the kramim. So there's a wall coming down here, a wall coming down here. He says, "Ushvil shel kramim habasalik luguda denahara," and the shvil shel kramim ends at sort of like a seawall over here. So there's like 10 tefachim high. So in essence, this, if we look at it as one big rishus, everything is surrounded by partitions here, right? We're all surrounded completely by partitions. Here's a partition. And then we have a Surah Petach here. So all things being equal, everybody would be able to carry everywhere. But all things aren't equal because here I have the Rachva, and the Rachva is a karpe shlohu kaf ledira.
Why can't you carry this Rachva over here?
It's larger than a Beit Sataim, and it's not hukaf ledira. Right.
But there's so much residential here.
Let's go back. Again, they're each separate areas. Okay. Here's a Mabui, here's a Rakva, here's a Shvil Shel Kramim.
Okay.
Now, here, these homes do not open up into the.
Oh, don't open up. I didn't see that. Uh-huh.
Okay. They don't open up. All right. Now the Mabui is open up to an area which is Asrula. The Mabui is open up to an area where they can't carry. So I'm running into problems with the Mabui. Shvil Shel Kramim, the same thing. It's surrounded by partitions on three sides, but it's open to an area which is prohibited to be carrying. So as a result of that, I can't carry anywhere. Now, the Gemara says, Amar by Hechi Na'abed. Now, at some point in time, they wanted to open up a doorway and be able to carry. Now, Rashi points out that they had stone walls here, and it was a big headache to break down the stone wall and rebuild it, like we had suggested doing earlier. Let's look at the Rashi on this. If you look at the second wide line in Rashi downstairs, "Begeder shalabanim hayta rechavazu ukefet, b'kashelam lefrotz piritzel yoter meyaster legadra ledira." So it was hard for them to break it down and rebuild it, like we learned earlier. "Adait l'shtam shubah b'nei mavui ushvil," so that everybody will be able to use the area, both the shvil and mehashta. "V'lebeik petach l'vasof hukav k'dishmuel." So they're looking for another solution to, you know, give a hechsher to this whole rishus. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Amar by hechi na'abid la'abid la mechitza aguda denahara." Let's say, so now I have some usage here, but I have to rebuild everything. So let's say I'm going to build at this end. I'll build a fence on top of the seawall, and here's the fence on top of the seawall. This is his picture with the fence on top of the seawall. So the idea being that, like, now it's like a new wall. Now, in other words, I'm going to view this as one big rishus, like here, 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 and now I'm building like a new wall. That's the idea. I'll build it on top of the seawall. He says, "Einos in mechitza gabi mechitza." So a mechitza on top of an existing mechitza is not like destroying a mechitza and rebuilding it. It's just adding another story to it. That doesn't do anything. So the Gemara says, "V'la'abid la tzurta petach apuma d'shvil shel kramim." Why can't we build a tzurta petach over here? Here's the rachva with a tzurta petach going into the shvil shel kramim. Now, the petach is only 10 amot. We said normally you have to destroy more than 10 amot. But the way Rashi explains it, the tzurta petach will serve as a partition for the Shvil Shel Kramim. Shvil Shel Kramim, it's like a mavui, right? And surrounded by walls on three sides. Should be wall here, wall here. Now I'm going to have a Tzura Petach there. So since the Tzura Petach will serve as a partition for the Shvil Shel Kramim, the Tzura Petach can also serve as a partition for the Rachva, and maybe that will work. So the Gemara says, Atu Gemale Shadinle. So the situation there was they had a camel situation. And here you see camel. The camels will come by and knock it over. So it wasn't practical because they got the camels hanging around. El Amar Abaye, Labid Lechi, Apitcha the Shvil Shel Kramim. So Abaye says, my Eitza is to build a Lechi. In other words, like view this Shvil Shel Kramim like a Mavui, surrounded by walls on three sides. So the entranceway, he wanted to make it through a Petach. Through the Petach is a very good Mechitza. So we'll build a Lechi. A Lechi could be any width. We'll put a Lechi here. And since this Lechi will serve to close the Shvil Shel Kramim, it'll also serve to close the Rachva. Can you serve that purpose as well? He says, "Demigo de Mahani, the Shvil Shel Kramim, Mahani Nami, the Rachva." It'll also help the Rachva. Okay, everybody got the case so far? So let me just repeat again. So
don't you have to make an opening before you put that? That Lechi over there?
Wait, repeat.
Don't you have to put an opening by the
Yeah, home? They had an opening. That's what we said, that now they want to use it. Now there's an opening in the home.
So they put an opening first.
But now they have to be Makif Ladira. That's right. Ladira, so they don't have that. So we're going to do it with this Lechi. Since the Lechi is going to create an opening for the Shvil Shel Kramim, we can also say it creates an opening for the Rachva. That's the idea. Everybody good? What's up, Mike?
Now, how does the Lechi make it hukaf ladira? The people still can't gain access to it.
No. Again,
they have. They put access.
They created an access now.
That was a change.
They had an opening now. In other words, originally not, and so it was lo hukaf ladira. Now there's an opening, but now they have to knock off down a piece of the wall and rebuild it.
They made an opening from the house.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't get that either.
But the question is that now the wall, but to knock down the wall and rebuild is a headache. So now we're going to make, according to Abaye, where we're going to put up a Lechi over here. And since Lechi will help for the Shvil Shel Kramim, it would also help for the Rachva.
You're mixing up Lechi and Tzuras HaPesach, right?
I'm not mixing it up. The Gemara had suggested Tzuras HaPetach and then retracted it. Now we're suggesting you'll put a Lechi there.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Everybody good? Okay. So now we're six lines from the bottom. Okay, please remute yourself, Michael. Okay. So Amale Rava. So Rava said to Abaye, Yomru Lechi Moel Lishvil Shel Kramim Da'alma. So if I'll say the Lechi will help here, people will think that a Lechi is effective for any path through the vineyard, even one that doesn't end. See, this Shvil Shel Kramim has a seawall at the end. So if I'm going to put up a lechi here, people say, ah, you know, I have a shvil shel karamim, I put a lechi at one end, that helps me, and now I can carry. They won't realize that here there was like a seawall at the end of it. You understand? Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. So Amalei Rava, Yomru lechi mo l'shvil shel karamim, da'alma. El Amar Rava, Abdinun lechi l'pitcha damata. So Rava says, I think I have a better etza. So I'm going to say, let's get the picture. Where's the picture? So I'm going to put the lechi at the other exit from the rachva. In other words, where the mavui is. So now there's going to be, now I have a mavui with a surus, in other words, it's like a mavui that's mefulash, right? So I have a surus petach at one end and a lechi at the other end. Since the lechi will serve to close the mavui, it'll also serve as a wall for the rachva. He says,
where's the water here? What happened to the water?
Again, this is the pictures they have here. Here's the gross picture. Here's the water. Here's shvil shel kramim. Here's the rachva. Here's the mavui.
Okay.
So we were working with this entranceway.
Right.
Now the Gemara is working with this entranceway.
So you can put the lechi over there.
Right.
Okay.
Right? Okay, so the Gemara, so here's the Surah Petach for Shudarabim, here's the Lechi. So the Mavui has, it's like Mavui Mefulash, it's open at both ends. When I'm going to have a Surah Petach, when I'm going to have a Lechi. Since Lechi will close off the Mavui here, it's going to serve to close off the Rachva. So the Gemara says, the Migo de Mahani Lai Lechi, the Mata Mahani Nami the Rachva, Hilkach Til Tulei B'mata Gufa Shari. So therefore, I'm allowed to carry, in the, when he says Mata, it means the Mavui. So therefore, I'm allowed to carry the mavui. It's like a mavui satum. Til tuli b'rachava gufashari. Then I can carry in the rachva as well. That's in other words, it's like it's hukaf l'dira. Now mimata l'rachva, mirachva l'mata. Now let's say now, can I carry from the mavui to the rachva, or from the rachva to the mavui? Now, normally we say that if it's two rishuti yachid. That have diurim in them, residence in them, so I can't carry from one to the other unless they're joined together when a ruve chatzerot. Normally not. Now here, the way the Gemara takes it, even the rachva was used sort of like for, like here you see an opening the rachva, but it was just like sort of like intermittent usage. It wasn't like regular usage. So the Gemara says, we'll see in a minute. So the Gemara says, somebody has their Yosef, I think you have your you gotta mute yourself, okay? So there's machlok between Rabach and Ravina. Chad asar v'chad shari. One prohibits carrying between the mavui and the rachva, one permits it. On the top line on Chaf Hayam and Aleph. He says, Man Dashari da leka diurin. So the one who permits it, even though there was some usage from over here with the doorway, but the usage was sort of intermittent, wasn't regular, and so it's enough to be considered hukaf ladira, but he wants to consider it as not like there are diurim, like regular residents in the rachva, since we can carry. Uman da asar, the one who prohibits carrying, he says, zimnin dahavi ba diurim. He says, sometimes there are diurim there. There are people who will come to live in the back lot. He says, they'll continue to carry. He says, va'ati l'tiltule, and then they'll come. They'll come to carry. So he says, because they won't be aware. In other words, it sounds like that if they're there more permanently and using it much more on a regular basis, so now they can't carry anymore from one rishus to the other. They won't be aware of it. So therefore, you can never carry from one to the other. That's the way it sounds like. So it's sort of like cutting the line with diurim. So there's enough of a hishtamshus that we don't view it as, that we view it as hukaf ladira, but not enough hishtamshos to say we have diurim, like residents there in the rachva. Okay, let me take questions, comments, and thoughts, and we'll see where we go. Okay.
Two questions.
Yeah, what's up?
Can you explain that whole machloket again? One says you can't carry, one says you can't carry.
All right.
And what happened to the other side? Can you carry on the other side?
Okay, so here we can carry, and here
right,
we can carry.
Right, what about over there by the water area?
You mean the shvil?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the shvil shall kramim. So the shvil shel kramim.
It was enclosed. I don't think
you could. Yeah, I don't think that you could if it's not enclosed. I don't think you could if it's
unless
not.
You put a lechi over there.
Right, that's what I think.
Okay,
all right.
Can you explain that machloket?
I'll do my best. Let's see. All right, one second. Anyway, so he says like this. So where was the picture? Let me get the picture. 1 minute. Here. Okay, so the Mavui is enclosed and the rock was enclosed.
Correct.
So the question is, can I carry from the rock for the Mavui, the Mavui, the Rakhva? So normally, if I have two Rishuyot Yachid and there's different residents in each one, I have to make an Eruv Chatzerot between the two to carry from one to the other. Here, there's no Eruv between the two of them. Am I allowed to carry one from another? So the issue seems to be that in the Mavui, I have regular residents who are there year-round, whatever. You know, they constantly use the Mavui. Here, the Rakhva, it's mostly unused. And even though there's a doorway here, so sometimes they use it, sometimes they don't, but they don't use it enough to be considered like diurim, you know, to aser on it. So one opinion says, under those circumstances, you can carry from the rock for the Mavui, the Mavui, there's just two Rishudiyakit and carry one to the other. The other one says, no, sometimes the people will be there and they will be using it, and then they won't be able to carry and they won't be aware of it, and they'll carry and they don't realize that now the whole situation has changed. So as a result of that, you can never carry from one to the other. Okay. All right. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? All right. I think that's going to be it for tonight. It's nice. Let me end the recording. 1 second.